The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and whatever else might be on your mind, and primarily fishing and hunting and crabbing and firearms and, you know, legislation that affects that and that type of thing. I've just went on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. There's a couple nice bucks. I just shared two of them. One beautiful velvet buck from down in Wicomico County, and a nice sick of deer that was on there in the last couple days, and a really wild-looking non-typical deer from Bucks from Baltimore County. So, you know, we're measuring deer from all over the state. We're having fun doing it, and we just want to make sure that everybody's aware of bucks, bears, stags, and the fact that we have this measuring program out there. So, you know, it's we can't touch everybody, but, you know, we really like to get the word out, and we really want to let folks know. So, if you've taken a nice deer in the last whenever, because it's not a contest, it's not a annual thing, it's a historical thing if you want. What we're doing is we're saying, hey, we've got great wildlife management here. We've got wonderful, representation of white-tailed deer, the unique sick of deer, and then a really healthy, robust black bear population and some big ones out there. So we're celebrating, our wildlife management, our resources, and then, of course, we're acknowledging and recognizing the hunters that have taken an exceptional animal. So that's it. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to John in Bel Air about Conowingo Dam. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I listen to you every week. Okay. Very, very informative and so forth.
Appreciate that.
I really enjoy it. You know, I live up near the Conowingo Dam all the time, occasionally fish there and
sure.
so forth. You know, it's just, especially this year, as you're well aware of, with all the rain we've had.
Oh, yeah.
I just read an article about how there's going to be a tremendous dead zone in the Chesapeake this year, okay,
yep.
And it's up in the northern end, especially there, okay, and, you know, I see all the debris and everything there, and I work for the state highway, so we used to kind of maintain that bridge as far as drains and so forth, extent, so I'm familiar with it.
Right, right.
But all that debris and everything that washes down there with all the toxics and so forth, it's the one big culprit in there that, for my estimation, that kills the Chesapeake Bay, you know?
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. And it's very interesting. I just got an email from one of the biggest organizations named after our waterway here. And, you know, check your bay footprint, your bay footprint, and see how you can reduce pollution when we've got a quadrillion zillion gallons of crap flowing in the top end of our bay, you know, that is unabated by any method that I know of. I mean, you work for them, you see it, you're up there every day, and, you know, you go, I guess it would be the west end of the bridge, and they've got those big giant logs piled up there that have washed down. I don't know how they've got them out of there, but if you look in the corners, in Conowingo Pool right there at the dam, there is just so much crap floating. I can't imagine what's under that and what comes through that dam every time they open those gates. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's drums of toxic and everything. I've taken pictures and so forth of it.
Sure.
Now, you know, Governor Hogan, I voted for him and so forth, okay?
Yep.
And he was supposed to really crack down on New York, Pennsylvania, but I haven't heard anything about that in recent times, you know?
Yeah, I do know. I understand completely. I understand your frustration. I certainly do.
And it just, you know, with the crab population, everything coming back, and with your striped bass and so forth, that, you know, and, hey, they migrate up through there, okay, as you're well aware of in there, and it's got to have an effect on them, you know?
No question. No question. So.
But anyway, I just thought to bring that to your attention this morning there, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, John. I greatly appreciate it. So, you know, there's a lot of folks that fish up there. There's a lot of people that enjoy that part of our bay, and well, they should. You know, but it is something we need to take care of, and it is something we need to hold our DNR, but also our, you know, our administration accountable. You know, Everybody wants to clean up the bay, and everybody wants to take credit for some little incremental increase in, you know, good news of the bay. But,
right.
You know, there it is. That's the big toilet.
That's the big culprit. It always has been. And,
yep.
You know, and like I say, until they stop it, it's not going to do any our bay any good.
Right.
Know?
That's the big toilet flush every day. So,
thank you, sir.
All right, John. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Walt in Lutherville. Good morning, Walt. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. I had a question about deer, white-tailed deer, their antler cycle. Can you explain, you know, when they drop their antlers, when they put velvet on, when
yep.
they grow back, can you just, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
Oh, you don't have to hang up. You can engage, Walt, if you want to stay. It's no problem at all.
That's fine.
All right. So, what happens is the deer start growing their antlers. They start growing them in May. Okay, so you'll see little buds now. You might see a little branch or two. But as summer goes on, deer antlers probably one of the fastest growing tissues in nature. And it's a porous, it's almost like bone marrow. And it's covered by this film of what they call velvet. It's basically a little hairy substance. But as those antlers continue to grow, they're fed by, I think, two or three main blood vessels that feed up into those antlers. And if you look on a set of antlers and you see those grooves that go up through the antlers, those are the blood vessel tracts, okay? So they grow basically to full capacity from usually around the beginning of May till early September.
All right.
Okay. So it's amazing that they do this every single year. Okay. Then the hard antlers are there starting at about the first to the mid part of September. They rub the velvet off, or shed it. Sometimes they eat it. Sometimes it just, you know, goes away. And then they're in hard antler throughout that's the beginning of the breeding season. That's when the testosterone level has risen to its fullest in the white-tailed deer. It's all spurred by testosterone. Okay. So the antlers then remain in the solid state all the way through the breeding cycle when the testosterone level drops off after breeding. And that's usually sometime January, sometimes February, sometimes March. In that usually 3 month period, those antlers will, the pedicle, the material in the deer's head that's, you know, is the growth part of it will dry and those antlers will drop off. And then they're recycled by animals that eat calcium and so forth. They're eaten by squirrels and rodents and things like that. Or, you know, they're found by humans who go out in the spring and pick them up and look for them. But eventually they're gone. So then the whole cycle, the deer are without their antlers, probably February, March, April, maybe 3 months, something like that, where they're in recovery phase from the breeding cycle because it's tough on them, okay, because, you know, they've been breeding for 3 or 4 months, so now it's time to take a break and recover. And that's when people who use supplemental feeding and deer minerals, that's the time those minerals need to be out there, because it's in that regrowth period that those deer are seeking out minerals and seeking out ways to not only regrow antlers, but also to make sure milk production is at its at you know, the top, and that's where they get the minerals and so forth. So the deer without their antlers in the most fragile phase of the doe's birth cycle. Once the does are bred, it's 200-day gestation period. So they're bred mid-November, so that means they're dropping them in mid-May. And then when the fawns start coming, then the antlers start growing back.
Oh, wow. That's quite the answer. It seems like you were pretty prepared for that. That's awesome.
Well, it's just stuff I know. So
yeah, no, it's great. I've always wondered. I've deer hunted, but I never knew the exact answer. So that's I'm much more informed now. I appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Appreciate that. You have a good one. Oh, by the way, if there's any testicular damage to the deer, like they've jumped over a fence, they've gotten in a fight, maybe genetic thing, something like that, sometimes those antlers will continue to grow but not shed. So there's some really weird stuff that goes on with antlers. If a deer's injured, let's say he's struck by an automobile, let's say he's injured in the right front leg, his left antler will show an aberration resulting from that injury. If he's injured in the hind leg, it's usually the same side. So injury has a detrimental effect on antler growth and can cause non-typical antlers. That's not the only cause, okay?
I got one more question then. When do antlers stop growing, as in, you know, like maybe a three-year-old buck will have 6 points, maybe next year they'll get 8 points?
Never. Never. Once a deer gets past about 5.5, 6.5, the breeding capacity starts to drop, and so does the testosterone level, therefore the level of the antlers. But, you know, typically, a deer that's a spike buck in its first year and a half or a 4 point or something like that, and it can be an 8 point. I mean, it depends on genetics and it depends on nutrition as well. At a year and a half, those antlers will continue to grow in mass and spread and size and so forth, but not necessarily points. The points can come and go, okay? Okay, but it's all based on nutrition. It's all based on genetics and things like that, and those antlers will continue to grow throughout its life cycle until it gets to the point where it can't, or it's, you know, it's breeding capacity is becoming reduced, and then the antler size will start to drop off, but not, you know, not significantly to the point where you're going to go, oh, well, that's a 6.5-year-old deer. His antlers are smaller than it was at 5.5. Usually they're bigger. But when it gets to 7.5, 8.5, if the deer even survives that long, then at that point, that's when it starts to go downhill.
I gotcha. Thank you very much. You explained it very well, and enjoy the beautiful day.
Thank you, Walt. Appreciate the call.
All right. See you.
See you, buddy. Chuck Hampstead. How are you, Chuck?
Pretty good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. How's the back?
The same.
The same? Yeah.
I started the new treatment, and hopefully it's going to work, but I'm
good.
Still touchy.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Well, as you and Robin share the same thing with the back deal, so she's really gotten into the aqua therapy. She likes it, and it seems to be helping. But you know,
right.
walking around the hotel for a couple of days certainly didn't help. But you know, but
I missed your show last week, but
you did.
Yeah, I was doing all the traveling.
From
Michigan, and didn't get back till late Friday.
Right.
I have the alarm set. I set up, put my toes, and went back to sleep and didn't turn on the radio.
No, well, you know what? It happens. I was here though. I haven't missed one in a while.
Yeah, but hey, I want to tell the listeners what I did that Monday of 2 weeks ago.
Please do.
Diane and I were making a trip to the Detroit area to visit our relatives, but I stopped on the way up in Toledo, Ohio to meet a longtime member and supporter of the PCBA,
right.
John Sinkovac, and what an amazing man he is. He's not 90 years old. He's going to be 91 next month.
Right.
He's still getting around, still driving, still lives alone in his house, still very active in a lot of organizations, and especially the one bow organization, the Mud Jaw Bowman.
Right.
And I presented him with a honorary lifetime membership in the organization. And the man was totally floored.
Right.
Totally floored. I could have, I don't think he'd been as happy if I gave him a sack of money.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. 90-year-old man, now a life member.
Yes, a life member.
That's good.
And, well, you know, and it's sort of, you know, ironic to do that, but we wanted to honor him
for
his past support. I mean, he's personally recruited probably about 24 members over the course of that he's been a member of the organization. So, and he's always talking it up. So.
Right.
And I left about a dozen Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Nice.
We was going to take two of the clubhouse and put up for the members. So. It was a very rewarding trip. I mean, to shake that man's hand, and he's getting around pretty good.
Sure.
But to shake the man's hand and just to talk to him, we had a great conversation for a couple hours. And
right.
You know, then I had to go continue on up to Diane's aunt. So
nice.
It was a very rewarding.
It sounds like, and you know, I'm sure the guy with age 90 years has had his life of experiences in the woods. I'm sure
he has a list of every kill with his bow.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Right.
Yep.
And he's been to Alaska 10 times.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
I mean deer, the bear, you know, like I said, it was an amazing visit for me.
Yep, so, no question.
I won't be able to tell exactly how I was impressed.
Yeah.
with his life and what he does for his PCBA. So.
That's nice. That's nice. Well, just to remind everybody, PCBA is for the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America.
Yep.
And you are the president, the national president, right here in Maryland, Carroll County. And that, you know, the,
you're a board member.
I am indeed. And you know, it's open for anybody with any kind of physical disability. Of course, there's you can join without having a physical
right.
disability. But the organization sets up various hunts around the country for bow hunters and facilitates those by, you know, providing ground blinds and guides and things like that. And it's a very rewarding organization to belong to. It just doesn't get the notoriety of all the bigger ones, you know. And, it's very specialized in what it does, and it's a rewarding organization,
right.
You know, to see the folks that are otherwise incapacitated being able to share their love of hunting in the outdoors.
Right. And it humbles me to see the ability of some of these members.
Sure.
Makes me feel like I don't have a handicap or disability. I didn't have a stroke. You know,
yeah.
the rest of the disabilities that guys and gals have,
sure,
and they've been able to overcome, and
yeah,
some of them have been able to adapt some kind of tool or something to use out in the woods. And,
sure,
it's totally amazing. So.
Yep. Well, it's your passion for the outdoors that drives
right.
it. That's for sure.
Right.
So.
And I had an organization get in touch with me over the last couple of weeks called Kids Field.
Yeah,
they take kids hunting, and they were looking for possibility of getting two youth members to go up to a bear hunt in Maine.
Nice.
And I contacted the couple of members, or you know, had the parents, got in touch with the parents.
Right.
And what, the one has already called the guy and has made the arrangements to go the last week in August.
Nice.
Up to Maine, and it's a pretty good outfitter, and has pretty good success up there. So
nice.
Be really interested in seeing his story or hearing about his
no question
his excavates. And this is one member that has brittle bone disease. Hopefully, he'll still he won't do something before then and not be allowed to go.
Right.
And the thing is, it's a gun hunt, but. I just facilitated the names of the members to go up there. So
nice.
But
yep.
That's really going to be interesting. So
yeah, keep us surprised of that situation if you would.
Yeah.
All right,
and
man. Yep.
I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call, and I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yep.
Take
talk
care.
To you later. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you today, but it's time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Located at, well, they're right off of Route 50, exit 39B, Dominion Road. You'll see the sign when you're driving by, and then you just get off there to the right, and you kind of go around the block, and you're in the parking lot there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, if you're going fishing, you need to stop there because they've got everything you need. I mean, all the rods, all the reels. They can put new line on your spool if you like. They've got the live and the frozen bait. They've got the ice. You know, they've got the Yeti coolers if you want to keep one, you know, or two. They've got the Bubba Blade knives if you like to fillet and release. Costa sunglasses on the bright sunny days. And, you know, if it's crabbing, they've got all that stuff too. For anywhere, and you know, from families to people who want to have a live pot off of their dock, they've got all that. So why not stop by? It is the first choice for hunters and anglers on Maryland's Eastern Shore, Chesapeake Outdoors. And right now, the Bradley Smokers are 20% off. And since we're through the bulk of the trolling season, the big trolling baits, the spring baits, are all on sale at 40% off. A lot of spring baits there for sale at 40% off. Those are the parachutes and the umbrellas. They've got the Andy trolling rods at 20% off as well. So, and a clearance sale on Hoyt compound bows. So check that out. They do carry the Matthews compound bows, including the Vertix and then all the new ones, the Mission, the Raven crossbows. So it's time for you to stop by because you're going to need a little practice time between now and the season, which starts early September. So Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Dave and Gina Levy are my favorite chefs, trained chefs. And they strive to bring you the best. And what? The best what? The best fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on Maryland's Eastern Shore, Delmarva Peninsula, and Tri-State area, including 50 miles out into the Atlantic Ocean. And they also serve breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. Now look, when I'm headed down Route 50 going through Cambridge, I'm stopping Bay Country Bakery. You know, my belly says, pull over. So, okay, I look for the big donut. It's a big pink donut on the side of the building with sprinkles on it. And all you got to do is look for that on your way through Cambridge, and you'll see it right there. The address is 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about that big donut. So why not stop by, visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Robin and I might even be there, or Chris. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. W&W Tire and Auto, good folks out there. They fixed my vehicles a lot of times. Did you say I'm supposed to talk about Clyde Sports Shop? Is that what you said? Clyde Sports
Clyde's.
Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I always like to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know why? They've been there over 60 years. They carry Browning firearms, which I like, you know.
A little partial. Huh?
Yeah, a little bit partial. And, you know, they carry Leopold scopes and that type of thing as well. So, you know, I kind of like them. But fishing and crabbing, that's the season we're in right now. If you're going crabbing, they've got the topless stacked or stackable, excuse me, crab traps as well. They've got the crab seasoning and the steamers. They've got the trot lines. They've got all the bait for crabbing as well. If you're going fishing, well, any kind of fishing you want to do, they can help you with that. Whether it's live lining or chumming, you name it, they've got it for bass or striped bass or panfish or trout or whatever kind of fish you want to catch. Clyde Sports Shop has it right there in stock and the expertise. The rod and reel repair, they have the gun repair, licenses. So it's all right there, Clyde Sports Shop. I mean, after 60 years, you'd think they'd do it right, right? Well, they do. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. Sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. And let's see what Carl at Edgewood has to say. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. Long time no talk.
Hey, man. How you been?
Busy.
Yeah.
I'm usually sleeping right now.
I hear you. Yeah. I see you occasionally on social media. I see your mom on there too from time to time. So
Yeah, she's on there a lot more than me anyway.
So, sorry to hear about your dad, and I'm sorry I didn't make it to the memorial, but I always enjoyed his call, especially on the first day of trout season. I got to go, I got a bite. You know, one of those deals. And the squirrel hunting, too. I guess you're keep carrying on that tradition, right?
Yeah, I ain't been too much squirrel hunting because I got a family now.
That's right. Yeah.
Got a little girl who's going to be 5 this October and a little boy who's going to be 2 this October.
Wow. Priorities, right?
Yeah. So my hunting in October is limited.
I hear you. That's for sure. Well, it's good to hear from
that's
you.
That's my favorite time to go, but that's
yeah,
the point.
Exactly right. October's my favorite month as well. So, yes, yeah, indeed. So, well, nice of you to check in.
Yeah, like I said, I'm usually just getting home from work like I am now. I'm actually walking my dog around the yard right now so I can go to the bathroom.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Send the video. No, just kidding.
That's a little much to do.
I think you're right. So, yeah. Now, mine was out at about 2:45 this morning. So, I know your feeling. So,
yeah, he gets put away in the kennel for around probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then when I come home in the mornings, out the door we go.
There you go. Makes sense. So
he's in training to be a squirrel dog / antler dog.
Oh, nice. What kind of dog is it?
He's a Jack Russell.
Jack Russell. They'll make a good one. They'll make a good one. Yep. So
I got him first toy he ever got was a squeaky squirrel, I call it, because it squeaks and rattles and all that good
stuff. Oh, he'll like that. He'll like that. No question.
Done tried eating it, but I've been taking him out in the yard with it and taking a tennis ball and letting him off the leash and telling him bring it back and drop it, and he does pretty good.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Well,
next I just got to get I found a pair of sheds this spring, but I ain't trying to give them up to him because he's already had an antler and destroyed it. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's good for him to kind of get the feel of it, though, and the scent of it, so that's what you want. Make it fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what a lot of guys have told me to do, and I'm going to start that here within the next couple of weeks because he's only going to be 8 months old. So.
Oh, well, start him young. That's right. So very good. Well, Carl, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yep. Have to make it one of your things when you're out and about.
All right. Well, you have a good one, okay?
Yep. I'm going to go in, take a nice hot shower, and hit the hay because I got to work again tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, man. A working man. Well, take care of that family first, okay?
Yep. Family first. Privileges next.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
You too.
See
ya. Hi to the missus and everyone else.
You too. And those kids.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Nice guy. Nice family. Frank in Essex. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Can I wish you a happy Father's Day?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Well I am. This is that 87-year-old Essex guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Black River, and not too far from this disposal plant.
Right, exactly.
I can tell you a few things about pollution there.
Yeah, no question.
But have you ever thought that, you know, when we have nice sunny days and everything, the sewer system works beautifully, and then when we have a big rainstorm, all of a sudden we got overflows of
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Well, what is that it happens is that back in the 50s when I was a plumber's helper, that a lot of people couldn't afford, like, sump pumps. They just tapped into the sewer line. They just drilled holes in the sewer pipe, and they would divert their cellar water when the storm come along. And that's what happens. A lot of the storm water is going into the sewer system, and it's, you know, it's overcapacitized. So, and I just thought I'd drop at him that maybe a lot of homes in Balmer City and Balmer County have a lot of, you know, going into the storm water going into the sewer system.
That's very interesting.
The overflow.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
I know they got a big project going at the disposal plant up there. It's a huge project. It's a huge tanks they're putting in and buildings and all that right now.
Well, let's hope that that'll be some help. That's for sure.
Yeah. And years back when Eastern Stainless was steel was in bloom, they used to wash their stainless steel down with caustic chemicals that get the scale off the plate.
Sure.
Yeah, and that was dumped into river. Sometimes we had like sulfur coming down the river, and LYs, man, LY killing was bad. We got a beautiful waterfront because we had to clean up the damn Delwise on the beach and dig trenches in the grass. We had a good garden, I tell you. So this is only a little tidbit. I thought I'd just mention it to you.
Well, you know,
great program. I really enjoy your program.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I mean, you know, I hope we've learned from our mistakes of the past. That's all you can hope to do.
I turned you on late this morning, and I caught that about the Conowingo, all the trash up there.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And, I mean, you know, people don't know unless they actually go across the top of that dam what it's all about, and it's awful. I mean, it just is.
Yeah, I know.
And, I mean, there is some type of recovery effort up there that they use, but you know, I mean, it's just the view never changed. You know, it's like being the, you know, not being the lead dog in the pack. If you're not, the lead never, you know, the view never changes, and that's what the problem is up there. So the view never changes. It just
every time I cross it, I go up to my wife and I. We go up to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We like to tour up there, and we always use the Route 1 and go across the Conowingo.
Yep.
They always seem to be working there.
I guess it would probably be one of those things that would be hard to keep up with, maintain or gain any progress about it. So
that's it's a losing battle.
Yeah,
but you know, that's one of the backups of electrical system with Conowingo, and you think they'd be really, you know. Not phase it out or anything like that, you know, because of the other power companies.
I understand. Yeah. Let's hope somebody comes up with some kind of solution somehow. So
absolutely.
All right. Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate you waiting. You do the same.
Father's Day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, Carl. There from Edgewood, you know, we talked about his dad, and I mean, his dad was always had the kids out, you know, and that's, and I think about my dad this time of year with Father's Day and so forth. I was talking about him not too long ago with Robin, and you know, he definitely was an inspiration, and I think I shared with you last week about how he used to take me fishing and how we got started in all that, and so. You know, it's a good time to remember Dad. It really is, this Father's Day weekend. So whether he's here or not, you know, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. If you want to talk about your dad, feel free. We'd love to hear about him, too. So we can do that. Chris is standing by to take your call, and I'm anxious to talk to anybody who would like to call. Right, Chris?
Yes, I was about to say, tell us one of your favorite hunting and fishing stories, memory with your dad.
My dad, okay.
Well, right. You or anybody listening, call in and share that with us.
Yep. Okay, so first trip to Canada with my dad. He had been going up to Canada with the guys for years, and they were going up to, he went up to Lake Nipissing for a while, and they, you know, come back and tell me stories about that. Well, we went up, I was 12 years old, we went up to Val-d'Or, Quebec, long, long ride. Val-d'Or is on the Ottawa River. The Ottawa River has everything in it. It's got sturgeon and it's got walleyes and northern pike primarily and other kinds of fish. And so we're fishing. I wanted to go fishing. I mean, I couldn't stay off the water. And, of course, mid-afternoon, the guy, you know, you get up in the morning, you go fishing, you go back and have lunch, and then you want to take a nap. Well, I wasn't for all that. So I bugged my dad to take me fishing. And he said, all right. So outside of our cab, we were on an island. We were in a cabin with a propane stove and a propane refrigerator. You know, they bring deliveries of the fresh milk and bread and stuff every other day, 10 miles from camp. We were, by boat. So we had our own motorboat, and we got our fresh water off of this mica cliff, shale cliff kind of thing. We'd pull the boat up to there and ground it, and then we'd go up on top there in the woods, and there was a basically a freshwater spring there, and I'll never forget, it was full of mosquito larvae. you know, and that, but that's where we got our fresh water, and we'd bring it back, and we'd, you know, we'd get the mosquitoes out of it, and then we'd boil it, and then we'd use it for drinking water and cooking and so forth. Well, anyway, off, this was not far from our camp. You could see it. The boat launches were on one side. You go around the other side of the island, and there was this little shelf. So we anchored off of there, and we started to fish, and Dad's fallen asleep. He's up in the, he's up in the bow of this 14-foot boat, 12-foot, whatever it was, and he's fallen asleep. And I see his rod tip go blink, blink, blink. And I said, Dad, you got a bite. Yeah, yeah, okay. I said, you got a bite. Ah, yeah, okay. I said, can I get it? He goes, yeah, go ahead. And I set the hook. It was a nice big walleye, about 4 pound. And then the rod started going off. A whole school of walleyes had come in on this, and we caught, I don't know, I can't tell you, half a dozen, walleyes, 4 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. And, you know, that was a day that he never forgot in our life of fishing together. And that was one of the stories I told him when he passed on to the next world, that, you know, that was one of his very, very pleasant memories of us fishing together. So that was always a special, that was always a special time, because he woke up real quick when those walleyes started to bite, and we all cut nice big walleyes. So, and it was just him and me, and that was a very, very memorable trip. So there you go. One of my favorites. Let's talk to, I guess, is Mike ready to go? Not yet. Okay. We'll get Mike in just a minute. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Got a question from, let's see, Dorothy. And she wanted to know about Lake Guntersville in Alabama, going on vacation. What happened to Mike? Oh, that guy. Alan Summers. Well, he ain't here yet. He might be. Did he come in yet? Yeah, he's got the he's got that show that's on next, right? Talks about gardening.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And he doesn't like to talk about naked gardening.
He doesn't.
No.
No, apparently he didn't bring that up.
No.
Well, I did.
I know you did.
That's okay. But I will say this. I know I won't.
On that note,
Chesapeake Outdoors. They are located just off Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. Right there on Kent Island, they are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And right now, all the parachutes and umbrellas and the big trolling baits are on sale at 40% off. Trolling rods, 20% off on the Andy trolling rods. They do have Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, and all the rods and reels and tackle for the Chesapeake Bay, for the tidal rivers, the freshwater fishing on the bay, the ponds, and so forth. A full selection of live bait and frozen bait. And they do recognize that snakeheads are part of the Eastern Shore culture now, and they have baits and everything else for them. So, live bait, frozen bait, bubble blade knives, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses for the fishermen, for the anglers. For the hunters, they've got the Raven crossbows, the Matthews compound, the Mission crossbows, and all the other crossbows. If you walk in the front door and you look to the right when you walk in, the ceiling is covered with different crossbows that they sell. So, you know, they're really, really into the crossbow sales if you're into the crossbow hunting. But primarily, those guys are compound bow hunters like Pete and John and the rest of them. So, you know, they accommodate everybody. Why not? Chesapeake Outdoors, guns, ammos, and camo. 410-604-2500, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island. Can't miss it. Chesapeake Outdoors.
Increasing storm chances for the Dad's Day weekend. I think we stay dry here today, and southwest winds bring the humidity back into the forecast late this weekend and for much of next week, with storm chances returning tomorrow and continuing throughout much of next week. 85 this afternoon, 68 our low tonight, and then afternoon storms for Sunday in the upper 80s. Afternoon thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Lauriemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, No Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Been around over 60 years, that's for sure, since 1957. So that's 62 years, actually. Been a while. They're open 7 days a week. And guess what? Clyde's has everything for every type of fishing you can name here in Maryland, at least on the Chesapeake Bay and the tidal rivers and freshwater as well. And they know, they've got guys out there that report to them all the time on what's biting where. They know about all the local areas. They know about all the, you know, the hot spots on the bay and so forth, what they're biting on and so forth. And guess what? They have all the bait and tackle for every need. If you want to go, you know, for snakeheads, they've got the big salty shiners. They've got the frozen chicken necks for crabbing. They've got the crab traps and the pots and the trot lines and the chum bags and the baskets and the seasoning and the, you name it, they've got it for crabbing. And for fishing, the rods and reels, they even got the St. Croix rods, which are really nice. The ugly stick rods, which are, you know, very nice. They've got, you know, they just stay on top of things. So why not check out Clyde Sports Shop, or just say hi to him if you haven't been there in a while. Stop by and say hi. Hey, I heard about you on the Outdoors and Radio Show, and I want to see, you know, what's new here in the fishing world. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for about maybe one more call if we get it. If not, you know, we'll just keep chatting away here, getting some nice emails on a story about my dad. Thank you, John B. He said, I've heard it a ton of times. Well, because I've been on here for a long time, I continue to tell the same stories time after time. It doesn't change the story. Don't enhance the story, because the story doesn't need any enhancement. It's just a great story, you know. Dad sleeping in the boat. Kid sees a bite, grabs dad's rod, sets a hook, big fish, wakes dad up, you know, and then dad gets to join in the fun. 6 pound, 12 ounces, I think, was the biggest fish of that day. It was a nice walleye. It wasn't giant, but it was, you know, it was certainly well worth the effort. 410 922-6680 is our phone number. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Podcasts are available on ellisoutdoors.com and on the WCBM.com website. They usually go up, you know, the following week after the show. You can listen to all the radio shows back as far as you want to listen to. And let's see what else. The app is WCBM.com if you want to, you know, tell others out of state that they can listen to, or wherever, you know, out of the area, they can all listen on the app. And what else do I want to tell them? BucksBearsStags.com, BucksBearsStags Facebook. Send your crab pictures, your crab recipes, like this weekend. If you want to be included in the next issue of Marilyn Loves Crabs, we're going to try and get to press hopefully by the end of this week or maybe the weekend. So, you know, the covers are already in. Beautiful cover this week or this year. Folks are reaching out that would like to run advertising in our magazine. So we always welcome that. And here we are, available almost 24 hours a day. Kind of. But definitely by email.
Ellis, I was about to say.
Yeah, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So I don't like to give my phone number out over the air, but, it's available on the website and so forth. So, and there's Carl Jr. He's texting me. Sheds he found. The cute kids. Yeah, that's right. Yep. So, good. Very good, Carl. Nice to hear from you. So, anyway. That's the story. Coming up next is Alan Summers with the Garden Club. And that's one way to keep your garden from being stolen is to use the Garden Club. Lock it on and walk away. Your garden is safe.
Do you have anything planned as far as trips this week, hunting, fishing?
No trips this week. We have dinner today with family for Robin's birthday since I whisked her away for her birthday. The actual birthday was Thursday. So, you know, family plans today. Of course, Father's Day tomorrow. I have no idea. I want to be low key on that. You know, I just saying, you know, it's good. But who knows what's going to come up on that one. And then the rest of the week, we've got some doctor's appointments. I got to get my root canal filling officially filled. Yeah, that was fun. So. Robin's got some stuff coming up, so, you know, and get the Crab Magazine out. So, yeah, it's just a normal week. Plenty of work. Plenty of things to do. And you? That much. Great. Okay, good.
There we go. Exactly. Not much. I'm just laying low.
Okay, cool.